The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes. Why? To become the world expert on your body. That's why. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome in today. I'm Joe Galewski. Bridget's here today to reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com. It's udocs@gmail.com. We're also on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You can go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app. You can go to the web and go on the internet. When you go on the internet, you click Talk in the main menu of iHeartRadio.com. Then you search. You won't search for long. You'll search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and reach us that way. Want to welcome a couple of new affiliates to the show. We thank them for being here, being part of the show every week. It's WKAL Radio in Rome, New York, AM 1450, and WMTR FM in Toledo, Ohio. And a growing list of radio affiliates every week. So thanks for being here every week. Dr. Mike's here. Bridget is here. Not yet a doctor. I don't think she's studying to be a doctor. But
yeah, I'm not.
You never know. Change of plan. You never know. Anything can happen. Dr. Gary Ginsberg will be joining us at 20 after the hour. Is spray foam insulation safe? Camping tenting is popular. Dr. Ginsberg will talk about don't touch the tent, why you shouldn't touch the tent. So that's something that's kind of interesting as well. And we'll probably do a Real Age Tip of the Week this week in this hour. So before we get to Dr. Ginsberg at 20 after the hour, more of the most interesting medical stories of the week. And there are many every week. Here's one that needs some explaining, Dr. Mike. Which fat you eat determines where you get fat. So tell us more about that.
This is a very interesting study. They took a small number of people and they randomly assigned them, meaning small number, meaning around 40, I think it was 39, and they randomly assigned them to eat 750 extra calories of either a saturated fat, palm oil, or a polyunsaturated fat, I think it was soybean oil, and then they saw what happened to them. And the ones who ate the palm oil, the saturated fat, gained fat in their waist. Everyone got fatter because you're eating 750 calories more per day. But the ones who ate the palm oil, the saturated fat, had fat accumulate in their belly. Whereas the ones who ate the unsaturated fat had fat in the muscle, which is much less hazardous. That is, fat in the belly causes inflammation, causes the liver to accumulate fat, is associated with heart disease, stroke, impotence, wrinkles, and cancer. All those things come from inflammation. So the point of this is, it isn't just whether you eat too many calories or not. We're all in America eating too many calories right now. But in fact, the news is that what type of calories you eat and avoiding saturated fat seems to be key for avoiding gaining belly fat, avoiding the diseases that are associated with belly fat.
Eating grilled pork and other red meats, there's a connection between that and diabetes and some other afflictions?
Yeah, this is, you create what are called AGEs. It's not necessary to know. It's advanced glycosylation products or substances, and those substances are associated with an acceleration of mental decline and an acceleration of diabetes. So the point we're bringing up here is that it is not just what you're eating, but how you're preparing it. So grilling is at very high temperature, and you sear certain of the proteins into these AGEs, and that's associated with when you grill pork or grill other red meat. So pork is a red meat, but when you grill pork or red meat, you create these things which are associated with a loss of mental function and an increase in insulin resistance or diabetes. So it is not just what you're eating, but how you're preparing it. Joe?
So searing is what? Searing is when you put it on a high heat for X amount of minutes and creates those lines, those dark lines in the meat, right?
Correct. That's what searing typically is. But in this case, it is turning the proteins in pork and other red meats into advanced glycolation end products, or AGEs. And that occurs when you use high heat grilled into the meat. So if you did it with fish or you do it with vegetables, you don't get the AGEs. You just do with, and it may be the relationship of saturated fat with the dripping on the hot flame or grill fire.
It's kind of interesting because you watch these cooking shows and you see these chefs on these cooking shows when they're cooking steaks. And they're searing them all the time, you know. And they say that's you have to have the steak seared, right? So all of these restaurants that, you know, cook these steaks, they sear their meats all the time.
Yeah,
it's a double bad. So it is, they're teaching you bad information. One of the things you learn as you're a physician in this field, who's a scientist like I am, and who tries to look at and give people accurate information, is how much inaccurate and how much bad information comes out. So people say, well, you've got to eat your meat this way. Well, if you eat your meat this way, you're going to cause disease. No reason to eat your meat this way. You can get it flavored and taste just as good other ways and get much less disease. So that's a key point in red meat. We now know it causes AGEs, which increase the risk of diabetes and cancer and heart disease. We also know that eating it changes what is the bacteria in your gut to help you produce inflammatory things that cause plaques to rupture, again, increasing your risk of stroke and heart disease and increasing your risk of cancer. So a lot of reasons to avoid red meat and, if you will, high carnitine, lecithin, that's in the egg yolk type diet.
Go ahead, Bridget. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, to your point, chefs, a lot of times, their main concern is the flavor of the food. They're not trained in how to prepare the food nutritiously unless it's a personal interest of theirs or they have some kind of additional nutrition degree. So a lot of these restaurants that have the chefs, it'll be interesting to see, with all the push for more nutritious foods, what pressure will be put on chefs to care more about the health of the food and the and how you make food taste good, but also make it healthy.
Now, but if you're going to cook a steak, and if people are going to cook a steak, all right, that's not going away. If you have to cook, grill a steak, well, medium well, rare obviously can't be good. Rare, medium rare, medium well done. What's the best?
Well, a couple of things. One is you want to marinate it. So what they didn't show in this study but has been shown in other studies is if you marinate it for 15 minutes, you decrease those hazardous chemicals by more than 90%, even if you sear it and cook it at the high and grill it. So marinate. The second thing is have a tilted grill pan so that you're not heating the fat as it's dripping down. You want to have the fat not get to the fire, because it apparently is the fat and the fire together that increase the AGEs.
So all right, we'll be back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Okay, Michael, we'll be back with Dr. G What's toxic, what's not. Coming up after the break, You, the Owner's Emmanuel Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.